See that bell on the train, hear that whistle blow. It's taking you and leaving me alone. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. She's leaving on that train. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. And I'll never see my sweetheart again. I know, well I know I did not treat her right. That is why I'm feeling sad and blue. Whoa, whoa, woe is me, I'm left alone to worry. Left alone and still I love her too. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. She's leaving on that train. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. And I'll never see my sweetheart again. Hey hey, what a day, it's left me like a rag. I don't know what to do, I feel so bad. I think I'll take a drink or two to drive my blues away. If I don't, I'll die because I'm sad. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. She's leaving on that train. Don't you see that train, dee dee dee? See that train, hey hey. And I'll never see my sweetheart again.
We're going to do a song about my first ever trip to Florida. I don't like to fly very much, so I took the train, and the nearest train station to where Faye is living in Micanopy was in Waldo. How many people have ever taken the train to or from Waldo? Well, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That still stop in Waldo, north at midnight, south at dawn. And when you hear that midnight whistle blowing, you'll know that I am gone. We walked the empty streets of Waldo, where no one walks out after nine. And we read the history of the railroad in Waldo, in the playground on a cast iron sign. And the moonlight shone on the white church of Waldo and cast a shadow of an oak across the grass. We smelled mimosa, honeysuckle, and roses while we waited for the long hours to pass. And then we said goodbye on the platform in Waldo, 'neath a street lamp that blinked off and on. And then we heard that midnight whistle a-blowing. The train moved and I was gone. Now there's only two trains that still stop in Waldo, nor
will know that I am gone. Oh, I'm gone. You'll know that I am gone.
Well, I do a lot of driving around New England. And Boston drivers are everything you've heard of. And this next song was written by Robert Earl Keane. We learned it from the singing of Orrin Starr. And if you've got a license, you can sing. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Other times my days are filled with pain. I travel down life's highway. Things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. They keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm a shooting you the finger. Switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving down life's highway. You're running someone off the road. I need a little more guitar in the monitor.
I can't really hear it.
On the stage, which is making the tuning creative.
Very creative.
Okay.
Now we can add something besides bass.
I can hear it. It's just, that's better. Now. The day you left, I thought I never could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see. You're all tanked up, but no one's at the wheel. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm a shooting you the finger. Keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving down life's highway. You're running someone off the road. When, and if I ever finally pass you, when I do, and if I'm still alive, well, I won't need to see you, 'cause I'm ripping out my rear view, and I'm shifting it on into overdrive. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm a shooting you the finger. Keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know.
No.
When you're swerving down life's highway, you're running someone off the road. When you're swerving down life's highway, running someone off the road.
Note for the sound guys, there will be no instruments on this, but the voices are kind of critical. So let's just make sure we got them all here. I can hear myself. Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself.
I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself.
Good.
All right. This is a Sacred Harp song. If you like it and want to know more, there's a workshop on Sunday morning on Sacred Harp singing, and we'll probably be there along with many others. So this is called Salem.
He dies, the friend of sinners dies, the Salem's daughters weep around. A sigh.
ground, a solemn darkness veils the skies, a sudden trembling shakes the ground. Say, live forever, glorious King, born to redeem and strong to save. Then ask, O death, sting, and where thy victory boasting grave, then ask, O death, where is thy sting, and where thy victory boasting
introductions while I make sure this is right, perhaps?
This is Kate Seeger on my right. This is Florida's own Faye Baird on my left.
And this is New Hampshire's own Kim Wallach in the center. Collectively, we're known as the Short Sisters. We've been singing together for a long time, and that's what is really fun for us, and it's great to be down here. If you want to find us, you can go to our website, shortsisters.com, and it tells you reasonably interesting information or really dull information, depending upon your perspective, but there is information there, pictures too. And she's ready. She's ready.
I think I'll just sing it.
When I left my father's house, I was well supplied. I made a mistake and I did go. Now I'm dissatisfied. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. I'll go back to my father's house. I'll fall down on my face and say I am unworthy. I seek a servant's place. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. Threw his arms around him, said, here's my wandering child. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong.
Father says to his servant, go and kill the fatted calf. Invite all the friends and relatives. My son's come home at last.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong.
All were seated at the banquet. All sorrow had passed. My father's heart is filled with joy. Sons come home at last.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong.
Eldest son, he was jealous. I believe I hear him say, my brother his portion. But I never went away, I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. Father says to his eldest son, you have been both good and kind. Not a calf I have given thee, but all I have is thine.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Knowledge I've done wrong.
I believe I'll go back home.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong.
Our next song we learned from the singing of the Austin Lounge Lizards. If you haven't heard them, you need to go out and buy their CD. But this is one of their transportation songs. I need my note though.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind. But oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow. On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
As we near those golden sidewalks, floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination, we may glance behind for one last look at everything we love. But truly, there's no call for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labore. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed. And baseball cards and army men and model trains galore. And every tiny plastic high heel Barbie ever wore. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore. We'll have National Geographics from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
One. Cool. We're good.
going to do one last one, and it's been a huge pleasure to be here, and so much fun for me, for my friends Kim and Kate, to come down and experience the Folk Festival.
We've been hearing about it for years.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't believe it.
We only play music so that we can see each other. That's the best kind. This is a song I wrote about the sister of a friend of mine. I know you won't believe it. I wrote it in the first person. You're going to think, oh, she's just saying that. It's really her. But it really wasn't me. But it doesn't really matter. It has a chorus. The chorus kind of evolves. So don't sing on the first two, but the third one will kind of give you the pattern for the rest. Thank you so much. Here we go. We met on the veranda, watched the sunset o'er the bay. Then he asked me for a tango, and we danced the night away. He had eyes just like brown velvet. He had skin like satin sheets. And as we danced there to the music, his hips swayed with the conga beat. Boarded by a Venezuelan while the sea was at low tide, we talked of how we'd go a-sailing across the ocean deep and wide. We talked of pasts and presents, about our jobs and families. He had a ranch with many servants and parrots roosting in the trees. He said, come live in Venezuela, have my children be my wife, be the mistress of my villa and the pleasure of my life. Courted by a Venezuelan, making plans to be his bride, tickets bought to go a-sailing across the ocean deep and wide. He returned to Venezuela, wrote me letters every day, said things were ready at the villa, and he would meet me on the quay. So I packed up my belongings, and I shipped them ocean freight. Then I received a telegram, and it only told me wait. Jilted by a Venezuelan, now I'll never be his bride, and I'll never go a-sailing across the ocean deep and wide. He wrote his mother had objected, although he'd begged her on his knees, said I should find another sweetheart, and someday forgive him, please. Well, I can find another sweetheart if I want one bad enough. But I've sublet my apartment, and I've shipped off all my stuff. Jilted by a Venezuelan, now I'll never be his bride, never go a-sailing across the ocean deep and wide. I expected to feel angry, but instead I felt relieved. I'd been hoping for a hero, so I was easily deceived. Still, I've come to some conclusions while staring at my empty shelves. Instead of waiting to be rescued, we could be rescuing ourselves. Jilted by a Venezuelan, so I'll never be his bride. I still can go a-sailing
across the ocean deep and wide.
One more time.
Jilted by a Venezuelan, so I'll never be his bride. I still can go a sailing across the ocean deep and wide.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.